For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Woo! Welcome back, everybody. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Happy Tuesday to you. Hope everyone had a phenomenal Labor Day weekend. I know I did. Man, it was a good one. It really, really was a good one. We will talk about how, since we left, the Padres are 3-1. So that's good. The Rally Roach is here. Let's get this out of the way right now. That little guy a smooch. Really been
no
coming,
game today, but coming still through. Kiss the rally.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Because of the rallies of the weekend. You just want to keep the good vibes moving in here, certainly. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel. He's the executive producer. Good morning, Paulie.
Good morning.
Benjamin Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor, joins us as well. Good morning, Benjamin.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. It's good to be back.
It's great to be back. We needed it, man. We were on fumes on Friday. When I got out of here, I was on absolute fumes. And, man, it was just a great weekend. All around, let's jump across the pond for a couple of reasons this morning. Number one, I woke up this morning dreaming about Welsh Fryer. It was what woke me up this morning. Our buddy Tom is his name, and he is from Wales, and we've had him on the show before. He has arrived in America, and it's like the Beatles have arrived. It's like, remember when the Beatles showed up, and they show, like, the videos of the girls screaming, and they're like, hey, yeah, no, here. This kid has invaded my brain. And I woke up this morning, I can't remember what it was, but I woke up, I was like, freaking Welsh Fryer's in my brain again.
He's the Fab Fryer.
So I woke up, and I'm like, all right, my DMs this weekend went bananas. Hey, are you guys going to have Welsh Fryer in? Is Welsh Fryer? I go, yes, it's all good. Like, if you were on our member stream the other night, you already know we got him taken care of with batting practice through our people at the Padres. Again, I'll say this. Don't ask me for this. He's Welsh. He gets this. You're not Welsh, so you don't get it. But he, you know, they come across the pond. He's with his family. But this dude's been on my brain all freaking weekend. And I woke up this morning, first thing, going, oh, man, Welsh Fryer. I got to make sure he's dialed in. So Welsh Fryer is going to be in tomorrow. He's going to be hanging out with us and, you know, doing his thing. And but it was great because I pulled up the rundown this morning, and I saw that today is National Welsh Rarebit Day. And I'm like, did Paulie misspell rabbit? And I don't know what rarebit is.
You don't remember Stouffer's frozen Welsh rarebit?
No.
Oh, my mom used to get it all the time when I was a kid.
Is that the way that the Welsh say rabbit?
No, like, it's not. It's not rabbit. It's a cheese. It's like a beer cheese sauce, and they put it on toast. And you just like, you just melt it, and you put it on a piece of bread, and
okay,
it's like cheese bread. Cheese sauce bread. It's like beer cheese, but from Wales. And they call it Welsh rarebit. And for some reason, I used to have this frozen. When I was growing up, I'd just pull it out of the freezer, I'd melt it, put it on bread, and eat my Welsh rarebit.
It looks good. I think I would pass on it because of the name.
Just cheesy Texas toast?
cheesy beery Texas toast, essentially. I think there might be a little Worcestershire sauce in the recipe.
Okay, all right.
It's not something you see a lot nowadays. It's not on a ton of menus, but it's not bad. It's got a good sharp cheddar, so it's got that kind of tanginess to it. I remember liking it a lot, and then it just disappeared. I don't even know if they sell it anymore. The Stouffer's company just said, no one's buying this. Probably because of the name, because they think it's rabbit.
I thought it was rabbit. And I'm like, just because you weirdos in Wales call rabbit rarebit, I'm not eating it. There's no way. And I'm certainly not eating Stouffer's brand of rabbit. You might be able to give me a bite if we go to a really nice restaurant. But if you're like, hey, Hungry Man's got a new Welsh rare bit we want you to try, there's no way.
Welsh Fryer's like, be very, very quiet. I'm hunting rare bit.
So I didn't know what the hell was going on. But this kid's in my brain. He's coming in tomorrow. We'll see him this week. He's a good kid, man. And it is kind of wild watching him really discover all of the things that we take for granted here in San Diego, living here. I mean, he's just like, I can't get over it. Look at this. Here's a Trader Joe's. I mean, it's like taking Ben on a trip to another city, and he's just, oh, my God, look at that. There's a Starbucks. Right? Oh, Applebee's. Oh, Burger King. It was.
I'm going to attach a GoPro to this man when we go to Philadelphia.
You have to. Oh, you have to. You just have to.
There's cheesesteaks over there.
No, there's not a cheesesteak.
Geno's.
Like on his hat or something.
Oh, they have a Vons here. Wow.
No, look at that. Oh, Piggly Wiggly. I mean, it is like driving in the car with Ben, and I imagine Welsh Fryer is pretty much the same thing. So welcome to town, Welsh. We'll have you in tomorrow, and looking forward to getting that and taking care of business and hanging out with that kid, but hearing about how it's all gone. Obviously, the Padres have been playing really well. We've got four games to talk about. We have plenty of time to do it. We could be here till 10.
But what about your story from across the pond?
Oh, God. So it finally it happened. You heard, and you've probably seen, if you're on any social media of any sort, that the Oasis reunion's a huge, huge deal. A worldwide phenomenon right now. And I managed to get a ticket.
Now, I saw that on social media, and I was shocked and a little offended that you didn't, like, text me and Pauly right away going, I got a ticket. I had to wait and see it.
I found out, like, 2 days later.
I had to wait and see it on Instagram. Going, wait, did you get a ticket to Oasis for your birthday next year, your 50th? And he goes, yeah, I did. I'm going, I can't believe he didn't text us within like 8 seconds, because anything else happens to this man.
It's true.
He texted the two of us within 10 seconds of it happening.
It was wild. I didn't get in the the pre-sale.
Now, if it's me, you'll find out 3 months later.
For sure. Yeah, I'd be like, you're going the day of?
I'd be like, I already went.
I went. It was amazing. They crushed it. So I woke up. So I did not get in the pre-sale. I never got like the email code and everything. So I was pretty bummed. Now, I had forgotten that there was a general on sale, but I would have had to get up at 1 o'clock in the morning. And I had forgotten about that. So I went to bed, Friday night, just kind of bummed that I didn't get it, and thought to myself, all
it's
right,
too bad,
man,
you don't know anyone who normally gets up at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, she sleeps in on the weekends. Lucky me. So I woke up, though, Saturday morning at about 5, and I reached over and I grabbed my phone, and my buddy Craig, he goes, happy birthday, dude. I got you a ticket. I mean, I still paid for it. But happy birthday, dude. I got us a ticket. You're in.
Not Craig Elston.
Okay. Me and Craig Elston are not going. It's my buddy Craig Glover.
Yeah.
And Craig got up. Now, he knew a guy, a Ticketmaster, that said, try this code. And he put in a code. All of a sudden, he jumps to the front of the queue-ish. And he said, took about 45 minutes. Both of his credit cards got declined at first. They thought, you know, he started freaking out. He's like, well, I'm not a UK. I don't have a UK credit card. He started losing his mind. It's the American Express pre-sale or whatever. He uses his American Express. Go figure. Gets right in.
Don't leave home without it.
Gets me a ticket. So I'm like, yes! So I wake up at 5. No one's awake. So I'm dancing around my house pretty excited. Well, then the part comes where I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Let's look at hotel and airfare. Airfare, I expect to pay a decent amount. I'm probably also going to, I'm not going to go business class because that's like $15,000. But I'll go preferred, you know, seating and everything else and have a nice seat. Start looking at hotels. And I go, guess these guys realize that 80,000 people are going to be in town to see this show. The rates were exorbitant.
They've got you by
the short and curlies, mm-hmm. dude. And so I'm sitting there looking going, Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So I FaceTime my parents, let them see the kids, and I tell them, hey, I did get a ticket. My dad goes, hey, well, I got some Hilton up. 90,000 points and 518 pounds a night. And I go,
now, normally 90,000 points, that could get you rooms for several nights.
Of course.
Without paying any money at all.
Of course, $0.
Yeah.
So, man, I said, never mind, Dad. Then he did his thing. He's starting to look way outside of town. And I had another person, our pal Darren Smith, who was looking for a ticket as well. Didn't get one. Darren said, dude, just stay in Liverpool. And I said, okay, let me look at that. So the rooms were fine. And then you said, why don't you stay here?
It's Newcastle.
Newcastle. So the rooms are fine, right? Here's the problem, though. You have like an 18-hour flight. Then you land in Manchester. And then you're like, oh, cool. Let me jump on a train for an hour, which is a nightmare. It's a nightmare. You're there. You've arrived.
That's what they do over there, though. They ride the trains all the time.
Which is fine.
You'd be like a normal English person.
I mean, but when I fly that far, I just want to be where I'm at.
I get it.
And we're talking about saving maybe $500 in the span of 3 days. But then think about this. So that's fine. You get to your hotel, you check in. The very next morning, I'm back on a train for an hour. Then I go to a show, 80,000 people. Guess where they're going? They're getting on a train. I got to get on a train. I go back an hour. Then when I fly out in 2 days, back on a train, I'm like, I'll just spend the $500 or extra to stay at a nice hotel in Manchester. So that's probably what I'm going to do. But man, they're getting me, dude.
Yeah, it is a nice hotel.
This is like payback.
Well reviewed.
Well, so this is like payback for the Boston Tea Party, I think, at this point. They're really sticking it to us. But so I go on Travelocity and I start looking and I'm like, oh, this one looks okay. It says 8.0. Very good. Now, all I kept thinking in my mind is Ben's booking this one. This is like 300 pounds a night. And I'm like, Ben's booking. It says 8.0. Then you start looking at the pictures and you're like, that was built in the 1800s. Like, these are dumps.
That's and new over there.
They got, yes, exactly. Yeah, we built this in 1911 and it's brand new. So I get over and I start to look and I go, Hannah, get in here. And she goes, don't do it, man. She goes, do not do it. 8.0. She goes, do you not remember when we were in Paris? We left England a couple days early to go to Paris. We had a room set up, but we needed like 2 nights. So she gets on her phone and starts looking. She goes, look at this one. 4 stars. It looks really nice. I go, that does look good. We booked this 4-star hotel. Bro, there were like junkies. It smelled like real cheap perfume. It was a dump. I mean, we had to get hammered just to spend the night there for 2 nights. It was a dump, and this was super highly rated. So the Europeans, they do it a little different over there. They got me spun out. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Not that different. 8 of 10 would be 4 of 5. If you get an Uber driver who only gets 4 of 5, that's pretty much a red flag that you're getting in the back of a serial killer's car.
I feel like
they don't have like 5 of 5. You are in a lot of trouble getting into someone's car, right?
I feel like...
Yeah, I'd agree with that. Yeah.
If you saw a hotel and they're like 8 out of 10 stars, would you think that was okay? This was 4 stars. I'm like, this is a 4... You hear 4-star hotel. Super
now that's,
nice.
So a 4-star hotel is a classification of hotel based on what amenities they offer. They probably have a restaurant and a gym facility, maybe a pool. It's more resorty.
This was not resorty.
A 3-star hotel would be more of your like Hampton Inn, a little more business traveler,
yeah.
Kind of less bells and whistles. Obviously, a 5-star hotel would then be complete, like a luxury resort. But then the reviews beyond that, like you can go to a 5-star hotel that people are disappointed in,
yes.
Or a 3-star hotel that really nails everything they're supposed to nail.
That's true.
It's a totally different process between what kind of hotel it is, 2-star, 3-star, 4-star, 5-star, and then how good inside its own classification it is.
And McKee says it's metric star ratings. Yeah, everything's on the metric system over there. So their 4 is really like 1.5. So I don't know where I'm going to stay, but I will figure it out. Hannah, my beloved, was like, just book it. It's your 50th. You don't want to do it half-ass on your 50th. And I'm like, you know what? you're right. I'm going to end up overpaying for a hotel, but I'll be close to the venue and be in the scene. But I was really happy and excited, man. And I've got it. It's 319 days away. I have a countdown. 300.
I got a lot of days to be excited and look forward to it.
Somebody said stay at a hostel. Yes, I'm going to stay at a hostel with a bunch of kids sharing a bathroom. Hey, good morning, Mike. How's it going? You excited for the show? Me too. But that's where I'm at right now. But I am really stoked to get I feel like I got the hard part out of the way, getting the ticket.
Well, speaking of fun countdowns to things we're all excited about, it is now magic number season for your San Diego Padres. We will talk about the weekend. We had four games, as Wood said, since we've last joined you, including a fairly notable occurrence yesterday with the return of Fernando Tatis Jr.
It's Fernando Tatis Jr.
Welcome back, Nando. Good to see you back on the field. Saved all your spectacularness for another day, but that's okay. Padres got the dub yesterday. We will set the menu for a Tuesday program. Should be a busy one today. I don't know that we'll be able to get to everything we missed over the last three, but we will try, and we will start when we come back with Ben and Woods, Kelly's Traffic, and then off we go on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Benjamin, before you set the menu, I wanted to read this little note that we got. And we all got new shirts, and we'll show them on the camera here pretty soon. But got a note this morning with a package. Love the show. You guys have kept me entertained in the AM since you got rolling. Hope you stick around for another 30 years. No, not happening. SD is lucky to have you all. Enjoy the teas. Remember, when in doubt, bring in the ass. It never fails. Our buddies over at the Podfathers podcast have sent us these really cool ass shirts. So now we've got multiple ass shirts. You and the gang's on the line. Adam Scott Suarez, triple threat. Thank you, fellas. The Podfathers podcast. I have not listened to it. I promise I will give it a listen, but I just gave it a plug. So everyone check out Podfathers podcast, and these shirts are badass, dude.
Have you been on the Podfathers
podcast? I have not. It's one of the few I have not been on yet.
They're very cool.
They're very cool.
I'm not sure I'm going to wear a shirt.
Come on.
I didn't realize we all got different ones.
Yeah, we got different ones.
City Connect.
I got like a cream City Connect.
I like your color.
I do too.
It's very nice. I like my color too.
Early bird gets the
I got the retro orange and gold 1990s Padres.
Which is awesome.
Colors, which is cool.
I got the, I took that one because, well, I was here first. And so, early bird gets the worm.
You are always here first.
Always here first. So.
That's how it works.
But thank you for these. These are awesome.
Thank you. We have a bit of a lineup shuffle to get to here as we set the menu. Of course, we'll get to our Padres wrap-up in our next segment. We'll start with yesterday's performance, the return of Fernando Tatis Jr., Joe Musgrove on the mound, all of that coming up in our next segment in our Padres wrap-up. We'll continue thoughts on the Padres taking 2 of 3 from the Tampa Bay Rays while we were gone over the weekend. Nice little response after losing those back-to-back games to the St. Louis Cardinals. Not that we were panicked, but, you know, we just don't want to see a 5-game losing streak. That's not what happened. They once again, as they have done every single time, especially since the All-Star break, put their foot down, you know, any even hint of like, yeah, you know, slipping a little bit. No, just turn it right back around in the proper direction. So we'll talk about that weekend series. Got a brand new prize for you. Take on Woods. It is a new month. Chance to qualify for a getaway for two to the Wynn or Encore.
Woo!
Las Vegas. Ooh. We'll tell you about that with Take on Woods coming up at 7:10. Woodsy's already excited about DDT and one of the stories he's got there. College football related.
It's unreal, man.
Then at 7:35, our normal Monday guest, Sam Levitt, is going to join us on a Tuesday. But it's kind of like a Monday because, of course, we weren't here yesterday. But he'll be here with us at 7:35 to talk about the whole weekend. He did all the pre- and the post-game shows. That's because Jesse is actually moving to tomorrow. So our weekly incorporator is going to happen, correct, tomorrow?
Yeah.
With Jesse? Okay.
We specifically picked Tuesdays, like 5 years ago with Jesse, because they play
every Tuesday.
99.9% of Tuesdays. They may not have a game on Monday,
right,
but they will always have a game on Tuesday.
So my,
not this week.
Whether it's a 2-game series, a 3-game series, it always will land
series.
Like Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Tuesday is pretty much the 4 guaranteed days. Wednesday is pretty solid too, but those are the ones that you're like Paul said, 99.9% sure Padres will play on those days.
So we can give him an incorporator where, I mean, maybe he can just, while he's cooking dinner tonight, he can work in an incorporator.
With the family.
There's no game, though.
But there's no game.
So my 6-year-old asked me, wait, why are they playing today and not tomorrow? And I said, all I know is they just got off of a gnarly, gnarly road trip. 18 games in 18 days. Don't know if you guys have heard us mention that yet. 18 games in 18 days. And then today is going to be a day off. And Bo goes, but they still play the Tigers. I go, uh-huh. And he's like, so what does everybody do? I said, well, I think if you're the Padres, you go home and sleep. Because you have to be absolutely dragging ass.
I like 18 games in 18 days.
You're the only one that liked 18 games in 18 days. So what's the... I know yesterday, obviously you want to put people in the ballpark when you can on a day like yesterday. It's just weird to have the off day today.
It is.
Do they do this a lot? Am I missing?
No. It's rare, but because it was such a long stretch, players union mandates, you can only go a certain number of days in a row.
And they could have taken yesterday off.
They could have taken and just started just on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. That would probably be what would have happened had it not been a holiday. But because it was Labor Day, you know that they're going to get a good crowd at the park. They decided, let's do the game on Monday and then put the off day on Tuesday. I think the Tigers probably happy to be in San Diego for an extra day, just sitting with a day off. They both get 2 nights off. They get last night off and tonight off. Don't have to play again until Wednesday night. It really is a nice break for everybody here at the start of September for a team that badly needs a break after a stretch, not just of 18 and 18, but 27 games in 28 days.
Yeah, man, that's the other thing we forget. You know, you had that one off day in there, Benny, and hopefully the Tigers went out and really enjoyed San Diego hard. You know, go down, Kerry Carpenter and Spencer Torkelson. Hope you guys are hanging out in the gas lamp at Moonshine Flats, just pounding Rumpelmans and stuff, and really get you off your game, because the Tigers have come in playing really, really good baseball. And they scared the crap out of me yesterday on more than one occasion. A.J. Hinch doing the bullpen day was just kind of making my skin crawl yesterday. But came away with a dub. We'll talk about that one first.
Second half of the show, Rondle Report. We have some Padres tickets to give away to tomorrow's game, Game 2 of the series against the Detroit Tigers. It is also the City Connect hoodie giveaway. Your chance to get the first 40,000 fans getting a free City Connect hoodie, but you can win tickets coming up later in our program, so stay tuned for your chance to call in and win some Padres tickets on the show as well. But mostly, A lot of baseball talk. Maybe we'll mix in a little college football. Congratulations to your Irish.
Thank you. What a win. Holy smokes.
USC Trojans also had a big win over the weekend
as
well.
That quarterback looks good, man.
And after a very rough start, San Diego State did win their season opener on Saturday night at Snapdragon Stadium. So
that was a little dicier than I'm assuming that the Aztec faithful.
Horrible, horrible first half. Pretty good second half.
Yeah, I would say so.
We'll have all of that and more coming up for you as we work our way toward 10 o'clock and Annie and Elston. But we'll come back, play you the highlights of yesterday's 3-0 shutout win in our Padres wrap-up next with Bennett Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fam. My colleague over here, Stephen Woods, always insists he's not a journalist.
No.
What do you call yourself?
I'm an entertainer.
An entertainer.
Yeah, I want to make people laugh in the morning. That's my... That's what it all boils down to.
So when you have breaking news, you just let other people break it.
For sure.
Which brings us to Sunday, when Woods' inside sources let him know that Fernando Tatis Jr. was going to be back on Monday. But you didn't break the news. You waited and let Kevin Acey do it yesterday. Great job, Ace Man.
Boy,
had
Ace Man.
Big scoop yesterday. Got everyone excited. But Woods, you could have broken that news. You had that news on Sunday evening.
I did. Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, Sunday afternoon when the Padres were returning home from Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
It's not
the first time.
Not the first time at all.
You won't break. It drives Ben insane.
It really does.
You've had lots of news tidbits.
I tell you guys.
What's going to happen next time?
But I can't break it. It's not my story.
Ben just runs with it.
No, I don't do that.
He won't do it.
I'm not going to steal someone's... It's up to you to decide whether you want to break it or not. And every time you decide... No, I'm just going to let another outlet get all the credit for that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't get paid for credit on Twitter, breaking stories on Twitter.
You don't, but it's promotion. Do you understand why people do it?
Because are you explaining to me?
Every outlet, like ESPN and Fox Sports and everywhere goes, according to 97.3 The Fan, Stephen Woods from the Ben and Woods program, and every story they write, that's promotional gold, but instead you wait and you let someone else have that promotional gold. But fine, whatever. You're not a journalist. You're just an entertainer
just
over
there. Man. That's all I want to do.
If it's about money, like there are other platforms other than Twitter. We could have gone live on YouTube on Sunday and monetized that video, and I would have wrote you a check for like $10.
Yeah, it's not worth it to me. That would have meant I would have had to do a live stream and all that, middle of my day. Yeah, I just... Yeah, I think it's also, and I'll be completely honest with you, I think it's the fear of being wrong. And, I told you, there's one man that ruined my chances ever at, like, wanting to do that and be a quote-unquote journalist, and it's A.J. Preller. When he would feed me stuff years ago, I haven't spoken to A.J. in a long time. I was out the day you guys interviewed. I have not talked to that man in, like, a year. And so... He would feed me some things, and I wouldn't run with them. So he kept feeding me a couple of things. And I have always been of the opinion that, I guess I could have tweeted some sources say that Fernando come back, but I think there's a fear of being wrong and look like an idiot, too.
There is a risk, always.
Which I don't like that. I'll make myself look like an idiot.
Your sources are almost never wrong.
That's true. They're really good.
But I will say this. I think one of the reasons you get... so much information.
Because I don't say anything.
Is that they know that you're not going to say anything.
I think that's probably right.
They just like you to be in the know. But
which is weird.
You're not going to go run with it and spill the beans and blab to everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you see guys get dragged like the Rosenthals, the John Haymans. You see those guys get pounded and you're like, well, they're built for it. They're journalists. I'm not a journalist.
Also write a hell of a lot more.
Yeah.
Teams just remember the one or two times they were wrong about their specific team, but over the course of 100 stories, they're probably right, 97%.
Let me ask you guys. If you had gotten the same thing, would you have tweeted it? What would you have done? I want to know, the steps. Because this stuff happens to me all the time, man.
Yeah,
I'm telling
probably,
you, like...
if I felt confident that it was accurate, I would say sources close to the team say that Fernando Tatis Jr. will return to the roster and the lineup on Monday... the team, this is not, the team has made no official announcements at this point, or something like that. Just got to cover your bases a little bit.
So, I'm thinking about some of the stuff I've had over the years, and it's gnarly. I had Trevor Bauer police report, like 3 months
right
before it came out. Like 3 months, somebody sent it to me, and I was like, I don't know what to do with this.
So I like, could have had Stephen Woods, co-host of Ben and Woods, all over every TMZ story.
Oh, and the thought of it is just too much. And then I had somebody had video of Trevor Bauer pre-game, like doctoring baseballs, like with literal, you could see him putting sticky stuff in his glove. It was pretty nuts. So I don't know, man. I think that's why I think that's why they tell me, because they know I'm not going to spill the beans.
Ultimately, I don't mind. We knew that Tatis was close, and you obviously know the team will announce it when it's going to happen. Doesn't really change anybody's life to know it an hour or two before the team officially announces it. I don't know why the teams don't just, if they know it's going to happen, why don't you just break the news on Sunday? Why do you have to wait until you make the move? But they just don't. They want to be as safe as possible.
Yeah.
Like if something changed, you know, he came down with a cold or something,
or
decided to wait another day. They don't want to, well, we told everybody, now we've got to do it. So they always wait until the last second.
Jose says, I have a feeling the Padres gave a bone to Woods for the Ben and Woods show, and I missed an opportunity. That could be it, too. But I really don't feel like I missed out on anything other than
why else would your source tell you that?
I don't know.
Knowing we're not even going to have a show on Monday.
Dude, I really don't know.
That's a good point, Paul.
I really don't know, Paulie.
Other than they want that information.
The way my paranoid mind works is that I'm like, you're testing me. That's how I work. You're testing me. AJ Preller telling me on the sly 5 years ago, wait till I get Francisco Lindor. And I go, and I didn't know what to do with myself. And I didn't tweet it. I didn't say anything. I told you guys. I was like, it's a test. I felt like he was.
But you passed the test. So then at some point, they want, okay, we were going to give you information. We want you to leak. Have you ever thought about the fact that, they want some stuff to leak out. So they give it to you because you passed all the tests. So you're the one they're going to give it to. But then you don't leak it out. You're watertight.
I am.
You're airtight over here.
I'm a vault, my friends. I am an absolute vault. So if you have secrets, tell them to me. All right. I didn't break that news, but he was back, and it was really nice to see him.
And we will talk about that one. Wrap it up. Our Padres wrap up highlights coming up right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
I love winning, man. You hear what I'm saying? It's like better than losing.
Oh my God, I'm so stiff.
Miss any of the Padres win yesterday? Ben and Woods didn't.
What up, crew?
We've got you covered with all of the highlights.
I like it when the Padres win.
Yeah! Yeah!
It's the Padres Wrap-Up, presented by Hamul Casino. With thrilling slots and tables and all the best rewards, Hamul Casino has all the fun you're looking for. Hamul Casino, fun above all else.
Yeah!
Give me a do damage.
Do damage!
Two outs, nobody on for their leading hitter, Matt Vierling. Swings at the first pitch, chops it over the mound. Near the bag at second, Bogarts has it. Long throw to first in time. Easy breezy. 1-2-3, top of the first for Joe Musgrove. 1-2, and Arraez hits it on the ground into right field and a base hit. McCoy racing around third, going to score easily. Vierling's throw goes into second base. They gave him right field, and he took it. Padres lead it 1-0. Here's the 1-2. Swung on and missed, strike three. Musgrove comes back and gets three in a row. Tigers had first and second, nobody out. They do not score. They had him up on the board. He won a contest. Swing and a miss. Musgrove strikes out Young. That's number six for Joe. Got Torkelson to end the fourth now. This guy to start the fifth. And one away. One run lead now, but a chance to add. 0-2 Arraez on the ground through the left side and a base hit. Got it past Sweeney, who was drawn in. RBI single as Higashioka scores, and the Padre lead is now 2-0. Here's the pitch. And he swings, hits it on the ground through the right side and a base hit. Arraez comes in to score. RBI single Manny Machado, a 3-0 Padre lead, and not a single man trying to do too much. Suarez is sad. Here's the pitch. Swung on, popped into shallow left. Machado back, calling off Peralta. Manny on the move, gets there to make the catch, and the ball game is over. Padres make quick work of the Tigers on this Labor Day. A 3-0 shutout win. Joe Musgrove went six, and then just like you draw it up. Adam in the seventh, Scott in the eighth, and Suarez save number 31 here in the ninth.
It's impressive what he's done. It's very important that he's
been back and doing what he's doing. It's now four straight outstanding starts for us. Again, hard-fought ball game. You know, we were able to scratch a run with Luis getting a big knock, and Joe made it stand up through six and made big pitches in the six to get out of it. He's been fantastic, and it's a big part of our club, and he's contributing big time.
1.3 ERA for Joe in his five starts since returning from the injured list. He has given a big boost to a Padres starting rotation that needed it badly. And now tomorrow, the Padres are expected to get another big boost, activating Yu Darvish from the injured list to make the start in Game 2 against the Detroit Tigers. And we'll see what Yu looks like. All the reports have been good in terms of his bullpen sessions and good life. Obviously, getting into a game against Major League hitters is a little bit different, but, you know, he's done it so many times in his career. He's such a veteran, and he'll have that same extra juice and adrenaline that I think Joe did coming in to pitch for a team that is fighting for a playoff spot and is one of the hottest teams. Still the best record in baseball since the All-Star break.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Holy smokes, man.
That's correct.
Just a really, really nice game for Joe yesterday. And, you know, you saw him getting in a little bit of trouble. I was watching with the whole family. And we always play the game at the house. All right, what do you do here? Bo, you leave him in, you take him out. He's at 89 pitches, got runners on first and second. I think at the time it was a 1-0 lead. And you saw Morihone and Adam throwing in the bullpen. And I looked at Bo and I go, will you leave him in? You take him out. He goes, I'm leaving him in. I go, I'm leaving him in too. I want him to know, if I'm Mike Schilt, I believe in you. You have the stuff to get out of this inning. And that kind of trust goes a long way with a guy like Joe Musgrove. It really does. And so when he left him in and he whipped that yacker on that guy and froze him to death.
Was two outs in the sixth. Colt Keith at the plate. And as you said, the pitch count was approaching 90, and they showed Mike Schilt in the dugout. And I didn't think he was going to take him out.
I didn't either.
But they didn't even go to Ruben Neal. They just go, you've got this.
Yeah, Schilt gave some sign, and they went after it.
It was really a matter of fact, like, of course, you've got this. Go out, do your thing, make your pitch, and get it.
Oh,
and
it goes such a long way, Benny. Such a long way.
I mean, he was so frozen. That curveball was
right down.
I mean, it ended up as middle as you could get. I'm going, well, that's the easiest call the umpire will have all season on a called strike three.
I mean, just whoop. The guy's just, eh.
And then they went to the bullpen, and ASS got it done.
Ass.
Adam, Scott, and Suarez as the Padres get the 3-0 win. 31st save for Suarez.
After the rescue, when the game's on the line.
They did. It was 1-0 until the bottom of the eighth.
Yep.
So every single batter was potentially the tying run, disaster, whatever. Every single through. Obviously, Fernando Tatis Jr. went 0-for-4 in his return. A lot of quick at-bats, first pitch, second pitch, pop
understandable,
out,
man.
Ground out. Did move the runners over in the rally in the eighth inning with a ground ball to the right side that helped score the extra run when Manny followed with an RBI single to make it 3-0. The moment, though, when Tatis ran out to right field and Petco Park absolutely exploded with his return. That's important for this team. That's an energy boost in a tough time at the end of an 18-game stretch that I fully believe, even though Tatis didn't really do anything, I think he had one fly ball come to him, that gives a lift to everybody just to have him back. And that's what players generally said, Xander, Jackson, in the game beforehand, just having him back is just a great lift and a great feeling. And no offense to the guys he's replaced, you know, Bryce Johnson, David Peralta, who was still in the lineup, moved over to left. You can give Jurickson a day off. Just having more bodies is a good thing down the stretch as well. But that was an emotional lift for your San Diego Padres.
I thought the fact that Jurickson gets a complete 2 days off is huge. I mean, he's been grinding pretty hard. He has said, this is the best year of my career. When you're having a good year, you get on base a lot. And when you get on base a lot, you run a lot. I'm very tired. So to be able to give him, Benny, a couple days off was pretty outstanding work by the Padres. Picking each other up, and it's something they've done the entire season long. And Joe Musgrove certainly led the charge yesterday, pitching brilliantly. Brilliantly. And again, they talked to him, which kind of go back and forth on the right after a start interview What do you think about the right? I mean, he's in the clubhouse, headset on, and Mudd and Don are asking him questions about he just came off the mound 10 minutes ago. I liked it because he pitched well, right? You don't want to do it if they pitch bad, but I liked what he said about Higgy being able to, them being able to locate his fastball. Velo 94. I mean, he said, I'm not going to be a guy that blows a lot of guys away, but man, the way that they had guys guessing and the way they changed speeds, that new hybrid slider, sweeper, whatever they're working on is nasty. And Joe looks like an ace right now. Honestly, the way he's pitched since he's come back, he looks like an ace.
I'll actually tell you, but answering your question, and maybe I need the green boomer filter that you usually get, but I don't like any in-game interviews at all. I don't want to hear from the manager. I don't want to hear from the pitcher. I don't want to hear from the sideline reporter and chats. I just want to focus on the game.
On the game.
And I know that's not...
I liked having Joe immediately talking about the game that was at hand, the game that we were watching,
it was pretty cool.
Tomorrow in the third inning, let's talk about 48 hours.
I don't mind hearing him talk about that. I don't want to see it, though. I don't want a split screen. I don't want a little tiny box. I want the game to fill up the entire television screen. Yeah. And I don't want to do the half, Joe's in one box, and then you got the little box of the game. Yeah, I know. It's not how it works anymore. I get it.
2 minutes, kid.
I get it. But, there was some good insight there. I'm looking at the tiny going, why are we watching on this little tiny inset now for the game? It's a one-run game. It's a hugely critical
playoff
game.
Playoff race, like the whole thing.
And we're doing an interview and watching the game on a little inset in the middle of the screen. It's not my favorite thing.
I liked the insight that he provided. But you could also see, I mean, bro, you want to talk about adrenaline. And he's like, yeah, so we spotted my fastball, 94. And, like, he's still, the adrenaline is still coursing through his veins after that. So I love the insight. I love how Higgy had those guys set up yesterday. And Joe executed brilliantly yesterday and has since he's gotten back. So, man, what a nice lift for the Padres yesterday.
The return of Ha-Sung Kim also appears to be fairly soon.
Okay.
Mike Schilt said he is throwing. He's been hitting. Just giving him probably a couple more days. Gotta again, tip your cap to Mason McCoy.
He has had a rough run since he came on this show.
Well, he had two hits.
He did.
2 days after that, and he had the big
bunt. The bunt was epic.
He had the swinging bunt that resulted in the first run of the game, and then he had the great bunt that really fueled the 2-run rally. So Mason McCoy may not ever be a superstar in the big leagues, but he has done everything they've needed him to do while Ha-Sung Kim is gone, and then probably a little bit extra.
Yeah.
And I think that is fantastic what they've gotten from him. So that ends the stretch, and we can talk a little bit about what the Padres did in their 18 games, in their 27 games in the last 28 days. We'll do that when we come back, and we'll play a little Take on Woods, brand new prize, trip to Las Vegas, encore, win, really nice stuff. All coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.